Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ and friends, a very good morning to all of you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们早上好。
This morning we are going to revisit an event, a very significant event that happened 2000 years ago.
今早我们来看2000年前所发生的事情。
And I trust that the Lord will speak to our hearts as we once againConsider His great love for us.
愿神向我们说话，我们今早来思想他的爱。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们来做个开始的祷告。
Dear gracious God, our loving Heavenly Father,
慈爱爱我们的父上帝。
This morning, as we commemorate the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus Christ,
今早我们来纪念。主耶稣他的受难以及死
and revisit what he went through for us.
倒回去思考他当天为我们所受的难
May our hearts be drawn to praise and thank you for your wondrous love.
愿我们的心能够因你的爱来赞美你
Lord, we are undeserving of all that you have done for us.
主啊，我们实在不配你为我们所做的一切。
And we can never comprehend how you could love us so.
我们也不能够完全的明白你如何的爱我们。
But we lift up our hearts to thank you for loving us.
但今早我们要以心来赞美你。
And for saving us from our sin and giving us eternal life.
拯救我们，赐给我们有永生。
Through what we revisit today, may our hearts abound in love for you.
当我们来看你的话语的时候，让我们的心也充满着爱主的心。
We ask all this in our Lord Jesus' precious name. Amen.
如此的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名 Amen. Amen.
The account we have in Matthew 27 of Jesus' death is carefully shaped by Matthew.
马太精心的记载耶稣的死
At one level, Matthew is simply describing what happened, but he relates it in such a way that what he shows usare the ironies of the cross, the real meaning behind the raw events.
在一层面上，马太是紧紧地描述发生了的事，但他这样的写作的方式是显示十字架的矛盾，但却是使我们从原始事情上看到十字架真正的意义。
What is an irony?
什么是矛盾的呢?
By irony, we mean words that convey in their context the exact opposite of what they formally say.
这矛盾两个字呢，告诉我们，这引用的词呢，跟事情的实相是相反的。
Matthew lays out what happened when Jesus died.Describing it with such delicious dipping into irony that we begin to see what God is really doing in the death of his beloved son.
马太引用了有趣的讽刺意味耶稣的死使我们能够开始看到神接着他爱子的死所成全的事。
This morning, we shall consider his narrative section by section and observe three ironies concerning the passion of Christ.
我们来看今早这一段经文，这里给我们看到有三个矛盾的地方。
Firstly,
第一
the man who is mocked as king is king.
那位被人嘲笑是王的，他真的是一位王。
Let me read two verses to you in this narrative. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews!
我们来看经文，马太福音二十七章二十八、二十九节，他们给了他脱了衣服，穿上一件朱红色袍子，用荆棘编做冠冕戴在他头上，拿着一根苇子放在他右手里，跪在他面前戏弄他说：“恭喜犹太人的王啊！”
Now before this mockery, during the interrogation process.Jesus had been severely beaten.
在这审问之前呢，我们看到耶稣被重重的殴打。
That was standard procedure.
这是一般的程序。
Then after the sentence was passed, he was savagely beaten again.
当这他被定罪之后呢，他仍然被殴打。
And again, that was standard procedure.
这也是一般的程序。
But what takes place in our narrative here is not standard procedure.
但给我们看到在经文的记载呢，其实不是一般的程序。
This is what we would call barracks room humor.
这是军营房里的幽默。
They put some sort of robe on him as if he's an emperor, and they twist into a crown.One of the spiked vines and ran it down onto Jesus' head.
他们用荆棘做了冠冕，把他戴在他头上。
Then they put a stick in his hand, as if it is a scepter, and pretend that he is a great monarch.
然后给他一支的这棍，放在他右手里，把他当这是王棒一样。
Then they say, bowing down, Hail, King of the Jews, slapping his face and laughing.
就跪在他的面前说恭喜犹太人的王啊，就用手刮了他一把。
And they thought that was fun.
他们认为这是很有趣的。
But every time they say, Hail, King of the Jews, we know that they meant the opposite.
当他们每次说恭喜犹太人的王的时候呢，对他们来讲，这意思呢是相反的。
In the context, the words actually convey nothing but derision and scorn.
在他们的话语里头呢，我们看到他们所说的话带有的是耻笑和藐视。
They think that their humor is deeply ironic and very funny.
他们以为他们的这个幽默的事呢是互相矛盾，然后很有幽默的一件事情。
But there is a deeper irony.
但事实上呢，给我们看到在里面呢真的有一个矛盾。
Because Matthew knows and God knows.That Jesus is really the King of the Jews.
因为马太他知道神，他知道耶稣就是王。
The man whom they mock as the King of the Jews is really the King of Kings.
那一位被人嘲笑是王的，他真是万王之王。
After all, how does the Gospel of Matthew begin?
我们来看马太福音这本书，是如何的，开始的。
In Matthew 1:1, the scripture says, The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
在马太福音第一章第一节，这里记载说，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
And it tells us that Jesus is in the Davidic line, which means he has the legal right to the throne of David.
这一节经文告诉我们，耶稣是大卫的后裔，他也有大卫的这王权。
And when you read the book of Matthew, you'll find that there are allusions to Jesus being the king.
那在这一本书里头也给我们看到，圣经里呢有指示有关耶稣为王。
In fact, as part of the procedure during Jesus' trial before Pilate, the governor,
当耶稣在罗马总督比拉多前受审的时候，
He was asked by the governor, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
他被问，你是犹太人的王吗？
And Jesus answered him with a kind of affirmation when he said, "It is as you say."
主耶稣很肯定的那对他说，就照你所说的。
And when we read the whole of the New Testament, we find that Jesus is not only the King of the Jews, He is the King of you and me as well.
当我们看整本犹太这马太福音的时候呢，我们看到主耶稣不单是犹太人的王，他也是你和我的王。
And this is seen in the way Matthew ends his gospel.
那从马太福音的记载里头，他的最后的一句话也可看到。
We see there Jesus risen from the dead.
我们看到耶稣从死里复活。
And he said to his disciples, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth."
马太福音第二十八章十八节说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
What this means is that he claims to be the king of the universe.
他说到他自己是宇宙的主宰。
Thus, Matthew wants us to see that the man who is mocked as king is really the king.
这里马太要我们看到，这个人被人嘲笑的，他真正的是王。
Yes, the day will come when every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
有一天，一切在天上地下的地上的和地底下的都要因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
There is the first irony. The man who is mocked as king is king.
所以第一给我们看到的，那人被人嘲笑为王的，他其实就是王。
Let's consider the second irony.
我们来看第二个矛盾。
The man who is utterly powerless is all powerful.
那位被人看为是完全没有能力的，他确实是全能的。
In Matthew 27:39-40, the scripture says, "And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, 'Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross.'"
马太福音第二十七章第四十节，这里说：“你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧。你如果是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来吧。”
You know, crucifixion was unspeakably painful and degrading.
这受十字架的死是非常极其痛苦的和降阶的。
When the sentence is passed, you were beaten again, then you were forced to carry the cross beam on your shoulder to the place of execution.
被定罪之后还被殴打，然后他们强迫他这抬着十字架在他的肩膀上。
At the execution ground, you were stripped and either nailed or tied to the cross beam, which was then hoisted up and attached to the upright beam.
那之后呢，又脱了他的衣裳，将他钉或者绑在这十字架的横行的木杆上。
At this point in Roman history, It was imperial policy to leave a group of four soldiers to guard the body until the victim was unambiguously dead.
在罗马的律例里头呢，这是王的下令，当这犯人在被钉十字架的时候呢，他们就会委派四个兵丁守着，直到这犯人死了。
So crucifixion was an excruciating death.
这被钉十字架是难以忍受的痛苦。
And I'm not going to go into detail to describe this excruciating death.
那我不会描述这个痛苦。
Beyond the pain, as I mentioned, was the shame.
那除了痛苦呢，我们还看到这藐视。
Because in Roman law, it was reserved only for the worst criminals and lowest classes.
因为在罗马的法律上呢，这钉十字架呢，是给那些最恶的犯人，或者最等低等级的人。
At this point, Jesus is as powerless as you can imagine.
在这时候给我们看到主耶稣他似乎是没有能力。
He is so weak from the repeated beatings that he isn't even strong enough to hoist the cross beam on his shoulders.
因着不断的被殴打，他已经这没有力气，但他还要这背着自己的十字架。
So they conscripted someone by the name of Simon of Cyrene.
这时候他们就叫一个人名西门。
And Simon carried that crossbeam for him to the execution ground.
把十字帮他 抬这个十字架到这个实行的地方。
Then at Golgotha, the mockery begins again.
在各个他的地方呢，他又受到这轻辱。
They look at Jesus in his most abject weakness and mocked him. Didn't you say you were going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days? Look at you now, strong man.
他们看着主耶稣最软弱的一面，又在嘲笑他说，你不是说你能拆毁这圣殿，而在三日内呢把它重建起来。
Now in the ancient world, you could not put up one of the temples in a year.
在古时呢，你不能够建造一个这圣殿在一年的时间。
So when the mockers hurl these words back at Jesus' face, they think they are using irony to be funny.
当这些嘲笑基督耶稣的人说这些话的时候呢，他们以为这矛盾是可笑的。
You know, they say, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God.
他们说，你拆毁这圣殿，你可以重建这圣殿，那你也可以从这十字架上下来。
And the point here is that the temple of the Old Testament was the great meeting place between God and human beings.
这旧约的圣殿是神与人会面的地方。
And Jesus was referring to his own body when he says, destroy this temple and raise it up again in 3 days.
事实上，耶稣乃是指着他自己的身体而言。
So while the mockers think their mockery is cast in humorous irony, we cannot help but see an even deeper irony here.
在这里我们看到嗤笑他的人认为这个矛盾是幽默的，但我们难免看到在这矛盾的深入里头呢，有一件事实。
Because Matthew knows and God knows that by his death and resurrection, Jesus is indeed destroying the temple and building it again.
这马太还有神 他们知道这主耶稣讲到圣殿的时候乃是讲到他自己的身体，这身体要被毁了，但三天后他要重建。
So the second ironyis that the man who is utterly powerless is in fact transcendently powerful.
我们在这第二点里头呢，看到这个人似乎是非常没有能力的，但他事实上呢是那一位大能者。
After all, which of us can lay down our life and rise again after death?
我们有哪个人能够把我们自己的生命放下，死了又从死里复活呢？
Thirdly and finally,
我们来看最后的一点。
The man who can't save himself saves others.
我们看到这个人认为不能够救自己的，却能拯救万人。
You would have thought the irony would have stopped, but it continued.
我们以为这矛盾的事情呢已经告一个段落，但事实上呢是继续的。
In verses 41 and 42 the scriptures records these words: Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him.
马太福音第二十七章四十一、四十二节如此的记载，祭司长和文士并长老也是这样的戏弄他，说他救了别人，不能救自己。他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。
What do we mean by the word save? To save.
那拯救有何意思呢？
Well, it depends on who is using those words.
我们要看谁引用这两个字拯救。
If you are a banker, saving is something we are supposed to do to prepare for retirement or rainy day.
你若你是一位经济家或者银行家呢，这储蓄这救英文是的意思哈，跟我们中文呢就不可以再用救，而是储蓄。
If you are a sportsman, saving is what a goalkeeper does to stop a goal, whether in soccer or hockey.
那在英语的这 save 救，就是在足球上呢，守门员救了一球。
If you are a geek, saving is what you are supposed to do so that you do not lose your data if your computer crashes.
若你是常用电脑的话呢，你把你的资料储蓄起来，不至于失掉。
But what does Matthew mean by save?
那马太讲到这拯救的时候，带有什么意思呢？
Well, we have some help from Matthew 1:21.
我们来看马太福音一章二十一节。
The Bible tells us that when Joseph learned that Mary is pregnant,He is told by the angel to give the baby the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
这约瑟从这使者的口里听到要为他的儿子取名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
In fact, the name Jesus means Jehovah saves.
那耶稣在原文呢的意思就是耶和华拯救。
Therefore, saving in Matthew's gospel means saving people from their sin, from its guilt, power, and penalty.
那拯救这两个字的意思呢，就是救人脱离这罪的内疚感、罪的权利，还有罪的惩罚。
But here the mockers are chanting, He saved others. That is, He helped them, He healed them, but He cannot save Himself.
这里我们看到嘲笑他的人说他救了别人， 他帮助了别人，他医治了别人，但是他不能够救自己。
They say, look, he's completely nailed to the cross, which shows that he is not much of a savior after all.
看，他现在被钉在十字架上，他不能够救自己，又如何成为世人的救主呢？
But the Bible tells us that it is by staying on the cross that Jesus saves others.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，因为主耶稣他留在十字架上，因此他能拯救别人。
Strictly speaking, he cannot save himself and also save others.
照这理由来看，他不能够救自己，但事实上呢，他能救别人。
Jesus could get down from the cross, really, if he wanted to.
耶稣他大有可能从十字架上下来。
He could still call his 12 legions of angels to rescue him.
他可以呼求天使众天使来救他。
But he cannot save himself if he is to save others.
他因着不能够救自己，他才能够来救别人。
Because the very purpose of Jesus hanging on the cross is to bear your sin and my sin in his own body on the tree.
耶稣挂在十字架上的目的就是要这担当我们的罪在他的身体上。
If he does save himself, then we are damned.
若当天耶稣选择救了自己，那我们都是被定罪的。
It is only by not saving himself that he saves us.
只因为他在当天没有救自己，所以今天他可以救我们所有的人。
So once again, there's a deeper irony behind, hidden behind the mocking irony of the religious rulers.
所以在这里给我们看到这深入的这个矛盾里头呢，在人嗤笑他的矛盾里头，其实带有一个更大的意思。
Unlike what the critics thought, their words were true.
我们看到他们所说的话是真实的。
So my friends, as important as the death of Christ is, we thank God it is not the end of the story.
亲爱的朋友，我们看到主耶稣死在十字架上是一件重要的事情，但这故事不是从此就结束了。
Because we know that on the third day, our Lord rose from the dead.
我们知道主耶稣他三天后复活了。
Praise God, we serve a risen Savior.
感谢神，我们侍奉的是一位永活的救主。
And I will leave the resurrection messages to our brethren on Sunday morning sunrise service and our worship.
那我们就在礼拜天的晨曦礼拜和复活节的联合崇拜来看复活这个信息。
But I want to close with an important question.
我要以这个问题来一个重要的问题来做个结束。
My friends, who is Jesus to you?
亲爱的朋友，耶稣对你来，对你是谁？
Remember when he asked the disciples, "What do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
当主耶稣问他的门徒说：“你说世人认为我人子是谁？”
And the disciples say, "Some say you are John the Baptist. Some said you are Elijah. Some said you are one of the prophets."
有人说他你是以利亚，你是其中的一位先知。
And this is what other people say about who Jesus is.
给我们看到许多人都是这样的认为，耶稣就是这样的一个人。
And now looking at the disciples eye to eye, the Lord Jesus say, pose a question to them personally.
主耶稣这亲眼瞪着门徒们，然后问他们同个问题。
He says, "But who do you think that I am?"
你认为我是谁？
And I think this personal question is something that you, each of us here, have to answer.
这个问题是我们每一个人都要自己去解答的。
And it's important because your answer to this question determines your eternal destiny.
因为你的答案呢，就断定了你永恒的归宿。
Remember, Peter, representing the 12 apostles, gave this answer.
我们记得彼得代表这十二个门徒，这样的回答。
He says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
你是基督，你是永活上帝的儿子。
I hope you can say affirmatively in your heart the same answer.
我希望从你心里头也能够这样的答。
If you can't, may I urge you this morning to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and Scripture promise. God promise you, you shall be saved.
若你的答案不是像彼得的，那我希望今天你能够来相信主耶稣基督，那你就必得救。
And for those of us who can affirm that answer with Peter, go tell them of Jesus, the one and only risen Savior.
基督徒们，我们要去告诉他人有关耶稣基督，他是唯一、独一的复活救主。
Thank you very much for your kind attention.
谢谢你们听我在讲道。
May God speak to your hearts.
愿神向你说话。
And thank you for my very competent interrupter.
这个
interpreter, sorry.
这个我就不翻译了，因为不知道他的意思。
It's an irony too. All right, let us pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Our gracious Father in heaven,
亲爱的父上帝，
we thank you for a great Savior.
我们为这一个伟大的救主来感谢你。
We thank you that our Savior is transcendently powerful.
我们知道我们的救主是大有能力的。
And he can save anyone.
他可以拯救所有。
And we thank you that he is a loving Savior.
他也是一位充满爱的救主。
That he is willing to give his life for us.
他愿意把他的生命舍了来救我们。
And we thank you that this Savior is deserving of our worship and adoration.
他配得我们的敬拜和赞美。
And may we crown him in our hearts the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
愿我们在心中高他为王。
And help us to spread this wonderful news of salvation to a world that is lost in sin.
帮助我们能够宣扬这福音给那还世上的人。
We ask for your blessing for the remainder of our service today.
求主你继续带领并赐福以下的时间。
In Christ's precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祈求。
阿门。
阿门。